We have a bill that we have been working on in the interim since last session. I think we have it down so that if you like speed cameras, you'll love this bill. If you hate speed cameras, you'll love this bill.
What will it do?
Well, it'll do a lot of different things. Number one, we're making sure that you have the proper signage up, that you know you get a warning the first 30 days. It wasn't explicit in the law before. So we're going to have an ombudsman, which I think is very important, because a lot of these erroneous tickets will be taken care of even before you get to the court.
So you won't have to go to court. It would go to an ombudsman instead.
That's correct. And everybody's in agreement to this. And like I said, doing a lot of work on this piece of legislation, I think a lot of people will be happy with the final piece.
Your colleague, Delegate Cardin, is proposing a $1,000 fine on the companies for each erroneous ticket. Good idea?
Well, we're going to look at every piece. I think today we have 15 or 20 yeah. pieces of legislation coming in. We'll be happy to look at each and every one of them. But we are going to work off the Malone-McMillan bill, House Bill 929. That'll be the bill that we're going to work off of on the House side.
Delegate McMillan, your co-sponsor, I understand. Did I overhear you talk? Tell me a little bit about what this would do.
Well, for one thing, I think it's going to get rid of the bounty system. We're going to phase it out. I think a lot of our citizens don't like the fact that, you know, every time the contractor who's working the speed cameras gives a ticket out, he's getting something back for doing that. It makes them feel like it's a rigged system. And so we're going to do away with that. I think that's an important consideration. We're going to define school zones. I think that's important to do.
In Baltimore City, I think every street is a school zone, given the number of schools. I mean, how do you change that?
Well, Jim and I are both going, Chairman Malone, are going to look at that, and we're going to define it. We are concerned about the fact that if you start connecting all these school zones together, pretty soon the whole city is under speed cameras. That's never been the intent of this law, and I think that this law is going to clarify it and make it more difficult to do something like that.
Should be an interesting